Welcome to the Soul Lounge. The Soul Lounge is now open. And here's your host, the Lady DJ.
Good to have you back inside the Soul Lounge. This week, we are going to take our monthly look at what is happening on the Billboard R&B charts. We'll count down the top 10 cuts. Plus, of course, we will check in with Nikki Strong for this week's Strong in the City. Up first, the number 10 song on the Billboard Adult R&B chart. Jasmine Sullivan's reality show has been in regular rotation in my house since it's released back in January. The album reached number 12 on the Billboard 200 chart, number 2 on the R&B album chart. And it's all because of her voice, her authenticity, and honesty. The way she commands a room or a video screen really makes her one of the most interesting artists out there today. You can hear it in this next cut. This is called Let It Burn inside the Soul Lounge.
This morning, had me late for work.
That was the number 9 cut on the Billboard R&B chart, Get Right Back to My Baby, from Vivian Green. She released her album Vivid earlier this year after taking some time off to concentrate on raising her son, who was born with a mysterious medical condition that prompted doctors to declare that he wouldn't live to see past his first birthday. Well, he is 11 years old now, and in honor of her son, she has become an advocate for other children with special needs. R. Kelly is up next with a song that reminds me of the joys of summer. You know, here in the States, as we prepare for the cold, I can always throw on this one and reminisce about some good old-fashioned summertime backyard parties. This is R. Kelly inside the Soul Lounge.
Everyone's happy. Finally, it's the weekend. All the hard work's behind me. Yeah. And I just invited all my friends. I'm about to throw something on the grill, yeah. And get together and play some cards, yeah. A couple of drinks, something smoking, do our thing. Yeah. No one's got hating in their hearts. Whoa, whoa, a backyard party. A backyard party. We'll just have a backyard party. Yeah. We'll just have a backyard party. It feels so good to be outside, yeah. And the music sounds like heaven, yeah. Made me wanna grab a towel and clean my ride. Oh, first I'ma throw something on the grill, yeah. And then mingle with the girls. And I wish that they could feel this celebration.
Inside the Soul Lounge.
I seen a baby sleeping in his mother's arms. And I've seen couples find each other in the dark. And I see us together again,
together.
Even if only in my heart. I see colors on a canvas turn to art. And I've seen people search for answers in the stars. And I've seen days when no one talks to me but God. I can see us together again, even if only in my heart. Before the heavens open up, we might just find that we're still in love. Oh, if you love me, I believe that one day you'll be back in my arms, love. I don't care how long, I'll just keep holding on until you are. Might not be small, but you're still my lady. If only in my heart, if only in my heart, only in my heart, if only in my heart, you're still my number one. If only, 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 I keep a photo in my wallet of us two. I keep on dreaming, every dream I have is you. Keep saying I'll throw it away, but never do. Keep wondering when did I become the shameless fool. Keep saying, do you ever think of me at all? Keep praying that it's you each time that someone calls. Keep thinking, why the hell are we even apart? I keep holding out hope for us. If only in my heart, before the heavens open up, we might just find that we're still in love. Oh, if you let me,
if you let me,
I believe that one day you'll be back in my arms, love. I don't care how long, I'll just keep holding on until you are. To me,
oh no, no.
My body used to keep me warm. I'm gonna wait every day until you're right back in my arms. Oh, if you love me, I believe that one day you'll be back in my arms. Lord, I don't care how long, I'll just keep holding on. I believe that we're not over. While we're apart, it might not be small, but you're still my lady. If only in my heart, if only in my heart, only in my heart, if only in.
That was Jaheim with Back in My Arms inside the Soul Lounge, the number 7 cut on the R&B charts. The number 6 slot belongs to Jill Scott, who took some time to craft her latest album, A Woman, which was a departure from what fans were used to hearing from her. She described Woman as her coming-of-age project. Now, this next song is a beautiful cut that she wrote for her son. It's called Back Together. Inside the Soul Lounge.
Pieces of me were scattered, blowing in the cold in different directions. Looked into your eyes, everything felt like it could be all right. You went and put me back together, back together again. Going through heartache, oh. You know, I think I lost my mind for time and couldn't get better. Couldn't get no better. No matter, no matter how hard I tried. Then I looked into your eyes and everything felt like it could be alright. Somebody sing.
We're coming back with more of our top 10 countdown inside the Soul Lounge in just a few.
All right. No, 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 no. Yeah. Listen, I could ease your mind. Just give me a little bit of your time. It'll be alright if you come with me. In the dark I could be your light, and we can start over one more time. She said, was the last time not good enough for you? Did you ever wonder why I left you? You barely begged for me to stay that day. And I said, 'cause you know, you don't gotta say a word, you don't even gotta think about it. And you know, if you give me what I need for what you want, I'ma put my all in. And we know, we gotta leave all the shit in the past and move forward. So please know that I love you anyway. Oh, darling. Oh, darling. That I love you anyway. Oh, darling. That I love you. And now we got so much fire. Don't you know we can make this whole bitch light up? Light up, light up, light up. Ignite a flame, there's nowhere you can hide us. Let these lame niggas worry about us. No, you know, you don't gotta say a word, you don't even gotta think about it. And you know, if you give me what I need for what you want, I'ma put my all in. And we know, we gotta leave all the shit in the past and move forward. So please know that I love you anyway. Oh.
From the ambient R&B sounds of yesteryears to today's new soul experience, you are now inside the Soul Lounge.
Welcome back to the Soul Lounge's monthly R&B countdown. This is where we take a look at what songs are hot in the world of soul and R&B, according to the ones who purchase, stream, and enjoy the music. Here is the number 5 cut. This is from Avant. It's called Special, inside the Soul Lounge.
Special, yeah. This feels so special. This ain't a baby. But it feels so special. Yes, it
After a rough year that included a long legal battle with Marvin Gaye's family, one in which he lost, as well as the end of his marriage to Paula Patton, Robin Thicke picked up the pieces and went back into the studio. And out of that came this next single called Morning Sun. It is a sweet ballad about a relationship that started off as one thing, but then transformed into something different. It's the number 4 cut on our countdown inside the Soul Lounge. Soul Lounge. I'm the Lady DJ, and I just wanted to let you know that I am busy putting together an all-request show for next week. So if there is anything that you want to hear, reach out to me via social media. All you have to do is search VOA Lady DJ on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, and you'll find me. Coming up next, the woman of the hour. Last week, her album Unbreakable debuted at number 1, thanks in large part to this song, which quickly climbed up the charts as well. This is Janet Jackson, along with J. Cole. It's called No Sleep, the number 3 song on the R&B singles chart inside the Soul Lounge.
Just a little more.
To get by, yeah,
that's nice.
It's been complete.
be remiss if I let the day pass without wishing a very special happy birthday to the legendary funk guitarist Bootsy Collins. He turned 64 today. From James Brown to George Clinton, Bootsy's style has influenced some of the greats. There would be no funk without Bootsy Collins. So taking us out, here he is, and I will talk to you next week. In the meantime, though, I want you to take care of yourselves and each other. Peace.
With benefits. For the moment, this adrenaline got me feeling like a kid again. Butterflies like MJ, had to fit it in my schedule. Check the bezel, gotta skate by 6. Damn, how'd it get so late so quick? The sun rising.
Already?
Until the next time, I love diving in your mind and coming out with every diamond I can find. No sleep, no sleep.
Just a little more, just a little more, just a little more.
No sleep.
Now, before we get to the top two songs on the countdown, it's time for us to check in with Nikki Strong. Each week, she shares her musical adventures and discoveries with us during Strong in the City. So, Nikki Strong, I know normally you come in, you know, tired from some
streets.
Magical adventure you've had out on the streets, but my understanding is this week, much like me, you stayed home,
yes.
Watched a little bit of television. You know, we're all into Empire as
of
music
course.
Lovers.
Of course.
That is like the thing now.
Mm-hmm.
But my understanding is now, even though they're on top, they
yes.
won't be alone for
no.
very long.
No, Shauna, there are a slew of shows that are coming to town, so to speak, to give Empire a run for their money. And they all are like connected with celebrities and with music. So you have Bruno Mars, NBC. He's going to be doing a music family comedy show that's supposed to not be based on his life, but have musical elements that are connected or inspired by his life. And
mm-hmm.
it's supposed to, you know, focus on a very boisterous, fun family that takes in a nephew. What happens when they take in their 10-year-old wide-eyed nephew?
And that won't be unlike apparently what I understand his family was like. As we all know, Bruno
right.
Mars grew up in a musical family. They performed in Hawaii and,
yeah.
you
yeah.
know, he started
yeah.
off as a little one.
Yeah.
Was he a Elvis impersonator? And,
can you tell?
Yeah.
Can you
so
tell?
That ought to be fun.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens with that one. Nicki Minaj, of course, everybody is
yeah.
is excited about this. She'll be doing one for ABC and it's going to be a family comedy. She's going to be the executive producer and appear in it. And it's going to be based on her life life growing up in the 1990s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that should be fun. And her family is from the Caribbean.
Yeah.
So, and I heard that it's just, her life is actually quite hilarious. You could tell she's got a sense of humor. So, and she's talented. So that should be fun to watch as well. In the 90s? The 90s
yeah,
were great.
Yeah, absolutely. And Nikki too, started off as an actress. I think a lot of times people, well, initially when the story was released, people were thinking, well, is Nikki really an actress? Could she pull it off? But before she was a rapper, she went to school. She went to a very prestigious performing arts school.
Yep,
so,
in New York.
Yeah, I think actually this is, Nikki's show is one that I'm going to keep my eye open
for. Yeah. I mean, I think I'm going to check out all of them. I know there's a country artist, a lot of us don't watch country, but there's a country artist that's also putting, Dwight Yoakam is also putting another comedy show together.
Mm-hmm.
And then, there's Vinyl as well.
Oh, yeah. Well,
about Vinyl.
Yeah. Well, this I'm so excited about. This, I think, is an HBO show, which is a cable network here. And it takes place in New York City in the 1970s, like early 1970s. And it follows, it's a fictitious character. It's a character who starts this label and he's looking for the next big thing. In the early 70s in New York was all about disco, it was all about punk.
Yeah.
And so it kind of follows him on this quest to find the next big act, but he's married and he's got a life. And you know, I have mentors who have told me about what the music and the radio scene was like back then. A lot of drugs, a lot of stuff going on. So it kind of shows us a little bit about what anyone in the industry at the time would have to deal with and how it affects and impacts their personal life. So I'm really looking forward to that one as well.
I think it's also just showing, I think on one level, it's a lot of these artists expanding their empires, so to speak. You know, before it was clothing lines, you know.
Right.
And now people are like, let's conceptualize. People think about reality shows. But I think, you know, shows like Empire and even Nashville and some of these other scripted music programs, how much more successful they are and how big, huge successes they've been. And I think they're taking their cues from there. I think the industry is saying, wow, have any celebrities associated with these shows that are scripted? Is proving to be profitable.
And it also is giving them an opportunity to sell music because that's something that they haven't been able to do in so long. And with the success of Empire now, with songs from Empire actually charting, we've talked about this before.
Right.
I'm assuming, I know songs from Glee charted and songs from Nashville chart. So it not only sells, well, you know, advertisement for the shows, but music for the artists as well.
Yes, exactly. Oh, yeah, and I just found out that a biopic for Sylvia Robinson is in the works. And Sylvia Robinson is, she created the first rap record. She had, you know, the rap label. She's the one that really got, she opened the door. She created Rapper's Delight.
Right, she was the founder of Sugar Hill Records.
Exactly.
A lot of people don't realize that there was a woman behind that.
A businesswoman who put it all together and made it happen. And the biopic, they're saying, it's not going to be a huge biopic, but it's going to be a snapshot of her life and the race to release the first rap record. And it's supposed to be written by two producers of Empire. Carlito Rodriguez is the former editor-in-chief. And then the other gentleman is Malcolm Spellman, who's a label owner and he's an artist manager. Apparently, they're going to be working together to pen it. And this was actually, I think they closed this deal on the heels of the success of Straight Outta Compton.
Oh, well, which was actually a very good movie. Well, I will say, I mean, it just, again, continues this trend of music on the big screen and music on the small screen as well. Well, in honor of Sugar Hill Records, why don't we hit a little Rapper's Delight just to take you out. All right. Thank you, Nikki.
Now what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike, and I like to say hello. Or to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang, bang, the boogie to the boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the bang, bang, boogie. Let's rock. You don't stop. Rock the rhythm that'll make your body rock. You've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Check it out, I'm the C-A-S-N, the O-V-A, and the rest is F-L-Y. You see, I go by the code of the doctor of the mix, and these reasons I'll tell you why. You see, I'm 6'1", and I'm tons of fun, and I guess to a T. You see, I got more clothes than Muhammad Ali, and I dress so viciously. I got bodyguards, I got two big cars, I definitely ain't the whack. I got a Lincoln Continental and a sunroof Cadillac. So after school, I take a dip in the
pool, which is really on the wall. I got a color TV so I can see the Knicks play basketball. Him and talking my checkbook, credit cards, more money than a sucker could ever spend. But I wouldn't give a sucker or a punk from the rock, not a dime till I made it again. Everybody go hotel, motel, what you gonna do today? Cause I'm gonna get a fly girl, gonna get some spank and drive off in a Death OJ. Everybody go hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. Say if your girl starts acting up, then you take her friend. I'm Master G, I'm off mellow, it's on you, so what you gonna do?
Well, it's on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I said a M-A-S, a T-E-R, a G with a double E. I said I go by the unforgettable name of the man they call a Master G. Well, my name is known all over the world by all the foxy ladies and the pretty girls. I'm going down in history as the baddest rapper that ever could be. Now I'm feeling the highs and you're feeling the lows. The beat starts getting into your toe. You start popping your fingers and stomping your feet and moving your body while you're sitting and you're sitting. Then damn, they start doing the freak. I said bam, I ride it out of your seat. Then you throw your hands high in the air. You're rocking to the rhythm, shake your dairy. Air. You're rocking to the beat without a care. Cruise the show, I shot MCs for the affair. Now I'm not as tall as the rest of the gang, but I rap to the beat just the same. I got a little face and a pair of rhyme eyes. All I'm here to do, ladies, is hypnotize. Singing on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. Like a hot butter, the pop, the pop, the pop. Give it, give it, pop, the pop, pop. You don't dare stop or come alive, y'all. Give me what you got. I guess by now you can take a hunch and find that I am the baby of the bunch, but that's okay. I still keep in stride, cause all I'm here to do is just a wiggle your behind. Sing it on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. Rock, rock, yo, throw it on the floor. I'm gonna freak you here, I'm gonna freak you there. I'm gonna move you out of this atmosphere, cause I'm one of a kind and I'll shock your mind. I put the jig, jig, jiggles in your behind. I said a 1, 2, 3, 4. Come on, girls, get on the floor. Come alive, yo, give me what you got, cause I'm guaranteed to make you rock. I said 1, 2, 3, 4. Tell me, Wonder Mike, what are you waiting for?
To the hip hop, the hippie to the hippie, the hip hip hop, and you don't stop rocking to the bang bang. The boogie say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie bead. Well, skittle a bebop, we rock a Scooby Doo. And guess what, America, we love you. Well, cause you rock and a roll with us so much so. You can rock till you're 101 years old. I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast, but we're like hot butter on a breakfast toast. Rock it out, baby bubba, baby bubba to the boogie bang bang, the boogie to the beat. It's so unique, come on everybody and dance to the beat. Ever went over a friend's house to eat and the food just ain't no good? I mean the macaroni soggy, the peas all mushed and the
Our next song is from another great release this year. Pure R&B deliciousness is how I describe Tyrese's album Black Rose. It recently received a Soul Train nomination for Best R&B Album. Tyrese said that this was going to be his last album and he declared it his best. And I got to tell you, I agree. Now, this is the first single from that album. It's been on the chart for 25 weeks. It peaked at number one, but this week it's at number two. It's Tyrese with Shane inside the Soul Lounge.
I need your forgiveness and your mercy too. I must be all kind of crazy for what I've done to you. I hope you understand that my heart is true. Mistakes I made them, but I'm making change for you. Have I learned is your question, and my answer I have. But if you're expecting perfection, then we're not gonna last. This is not an excuse, I'm just telling the truth. Baby, I'm so sorry for hurting you. Oh, I'm ashamed of me.
Shame on me.
Wish I never. Every night. But since you've been gone, my understanding has more than grown. I come to this conclusion over and over again. I don't want an enemy. I just want back my friend. I'm ashamed of me.
Shame on me.
I wish I never done you wrong.
Shame on me.
Every night of us I dream. Then I wake up and you're gone. Yeah. Wish I could say.
Well, it should be no surprise to anyone that our number one song is sitting at the top of the chart. This song peaked at number one on three Billboard charts, including the Adult R&B chart, where it has been now for 13 weeks. Out of Canada, this is The Weeknd with Earned It, the number one song inside the Soul Lounge.
You make it look like it's magic.
Oh, yeah.
I see nobody but you. I'm never confused. Hey, and I'm so used to being used. So I love when you're all unexpected. Cause I hate when the moment's expected. So I'm a care for you. We live in our lies. Hey, you're my favorite kind of lie.
So I love when you're all unexpected. Cause I hate when the moment's expected. So I'm a care for you. I'm a care for you. Yeah.
რადიო თავისუფლება უსმინეთ ჩვენს პროგრამებს სადავო საკითხებზე.
ეს იგი როზა ლუქსემბურგის ოცნების შრომის კოდექსი არის შესული.
სინამდვილეში ეს არის ქართული ოცნების ამომრჩეველთა საოცნებო შრომის კოდექსი.
და გადაცემებს საკითხებზე, რომლებზეც მოქალაქეთა უმრავლესობა თანხდება.
ჩვენ გვინდა საქართველოში აბავშიროთ ევროპული ტიპის დემოკრატია.
ევროკავშირსა და ნატოში ინტეგრაცია არის ჩვენი სტრატეგიული არჩევანი.
რადიო თავისუფლება, ობიექტური მაუწყებლობის 60-წლიანი ტრადიცია.